Before we go to the rest of the day's sports news, we're going to return to our top story, the publication we were talking about it earlier, of the government's economic recovery plan from COVID. Let's speak to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, who joins us. Micheál, the government had a number of competing challenges to try to resolve in drawing up this plan. There's a lot of talk about this €3.6 billion investment, investing now in a jobs-led recovery, but obviously also a lot of focus on the winding down of the pandemic support payments, and indeed some of the changes that might be coming down the track to the business supports as well.
Yeah, I think the government strategy is very clear. It's about keeping those jobs that are there afloat, and for that reason you see that extension of the business supports to the end of the year and things like that for the hospitality sector all the way to September of next year. But I suppose where they could face a problem with this particular strategy is that if you reach a point in September where there is still a very large number of people who can't return to work, whose jobs are gone or are not likely to reopen for quite some time, well then you can see the political pressure point at that moment in September where the PUP begins to reduce already. And I think we're going to see it very clearly now in the next 20 minutes when leaders' questions gets underway in the Dáil. The opposition are going to zone in on that particular point.
September is beginning to look like a bit of a crunch point, perhaps, Micheál, the first of the cuts in the PUP. And also Leo Varadkar saying that the current prohibition on redundancy is going to stay in place, but only until the end of September. And at that point, it will be lifted and businesses then will either have to take people back on or make them redundant.
Yeah, I think that is clear, isn't it? That is a very key month, all right. And there's another point there with September, that is that the commercial rates waiver, for the moment at least, only runs to the end of September. So it is at that moment that you see perhaps the strength of the economy. And of course, it is at that moment too that the government faces in to working on its budget for next year.
But of course, the figures that have been alluded to today are on the scale of a conventional budget, are they not? In fact, quite larger than some of the budgets we've seen even in fairly recent years. €3.6 billion, almost a billion of that coming from Europe.
Yes, it is. I mean, typically that is what the amount that a government would have to work with when it comes to spending in a typical budget. But of course, in some ways, the stakes here are far higher because given that so much money has been borrowed, in many ways, you're looking at a figure at the moment since the pandemic began of half the amount that was borrowed for the bailout, that it's in that region. That's the type of spending that has gone on. So the government has to recover some of those finances and make progress fairly quickly. They have to get signs, and they have to have signs that the economy is about to take off like a rocket, in the words of the Taoiseach.
Yeah, we had a flavour of opposition reaction, what we might expect when we spoke to Alan Kelly earlier. We've also been hearing today from Sinn Féin, other opposition parties. What kind of reaction at this stage is coming forward from them, Micheál?
I think it's very clear that what the opposition parties want is the pandemic unemployment payment to continue for those workers in certain sectors that will struggle to get going again, that won't be in good shape even when it comes to September. They want that at the top rate to continue for those particular workers. That's something the government saying they won't do. Of course, we have been here before, but at that point when government were planning to wind down the payment last time, there was another wave of the virus, everyone hoping that doesn't happen again. But there was an earlier political wobble, I suppose that was last summer, when there was talk of cutting the payment for people who were going on holidays abroad. That didn't happen either. And while there is a fairly calm atmosphere within government in the aftermath of the plan being unveiled, I think there is an awareness too that pressures could lie ahead.
Just before I let you go, Micheál, the news emerging in relation to the local property tax. Again, we were talking to Pascal Donoghue a little bit earlier about that. He was perhaps coy about giving too many details. Came as a bit of a surprise, did it?
Yeah, I think it did come as a bit of a surprise to some ministers, and they equally feel that it has the potential to dwarf this big announcement, these billions that are going to be invested into the economy, because, of course, it is contentious. Alan Kelly saying earlier that it's something the last government wouldn't grasp. They wouldn't grasp it because they knew what had happened with water charges. So even if the words are fairly euphemistic from Pascal Donoghue there, I suppose there is a reality that ministers heard this morning that about a third or possibly just over that of homeowners will face an increase. But most of them, that will be in the order of €100. How that's going to go down if the economy is not in decent shape, I suppose, next year, well, that will be something the opposition will focus on.
All right, we shall see. Micheál, thank you very much for that.